All right, it is that time, so we're going to go ahead and get started tonight. We'll open with a word of prayer and then just give back to God some of the blessings he's given to us. And so let's just go ahead and open in prayer. Father, we thank you so much that, Lord, we can just come into your presence. Lord, and the blessings fall more than the rain. And Lord, we thank you for that. Tonight, we just want to lift back to you the praise, the adoration, the thanksgiving, Lord, to you that you deserve, and so much more. Lord, bless this night, and may it be sweet in your ear. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Steph. And
so our first song tonight is by these lovely ladies, Christ Be Magnified.
And I'll be crucified with you, 'cause death is just a doorway into resurrection life. If I join you in your sufferings, then I'll join you when you rise. And when you return in glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will still be singing, my song will be the same. In me. Okay, and Laurel, I think you have.
had a poem for us, don't you, tonight?
We've got one little short one first.
Okay.
Don't ever tell God what you'll never do. He will have you nevering like you've never, ever, nevered before. I thought that was pretty true. This is titled Grown and Flown. It's hard to interact with my aging father sometimes. He can't hear well. He can't speak at times. And he is frequently confused. His mobility is limited as he has had a progressive neurological disease for decades. Occasionally he will focus on one idea, a specific Rolling Stones song, for example. He cannot think about anything else throughout the day. Conversation with my dad takes patience and focus. My nephew Riley took extra interest in my father as soon as Riley was old enough to be aware of the situation. Many people talk over or past my father, but Riley goes out of his way to include him. If the conversation is about sports, Riley will tap his grandpa on the shoulder and say, "Grandpa, who is your favorite baseball player?" he'll ask. It might take a few minutes and the question may need repeating. If so, Riley does it. My father has a collection of car posters displayed in his basement, unable to use the stairs for years. We took photos of the signs so my dad could be reminded of them. That wasn't good enough for Riley. He knew my dad loved his basement. He knew there were memories of ping pong, collecting, and general man caving just 15 steps below. "Grandpa, do you want to see your posters on the basement walls?" Riley asked recently. Of course my father did. Riley recruited his three uncles to carry my father down the stairs. They brought his wheelchair down, and my dad spent an hour reminiscing. I don't know which smile was more magical, my dad's or Riley's, as he watched his grandfather's enjoyment. Last weekend, walking to a firework display, I watched from the back as Riley walked next to my father's scooter, engaging my dad as if it were the most natural thing in the world. "Did you see fireworks when you were a kid, Dad?" I heard Riley ask. I didn't hear my dad's reply. Then I heard Riley's voice again. "Do you like fireworks, Grandpa?" 20 minutes later, the two watched the sky light up with color. When we watch the ones we love age, we often become nostalgic for who they were. I wanted to let Riley know what Grandpa was like before his disease. I told him how my dad used to throw a football better than anyone in the neighborhood, how he used to wear bright yellow swim trunks and do perfect dives off the cliffs. Riley wasn't interested in my stories, but not as much as I thought he'd be. Riley is focused on who his grandfather is today. Riley's compassion humbles me. He has reminded me that understanding is not always convenient. It takes work and persistence sometimes. It can also be emotionally complicated in a way because it forces you to acknowledge painful truths, such as my father's aging mind and body. Yet, if I step away from my feelings for a moment, I can better remember to think of this. I can bring my dad a coffee and sit on the porch together. I can ask him about that Rolling Stones song. Riley has reminded me that compassion at times can also be relatively straightforward.
Okay, now we're going to sing of the goodness of God.
Ed, coming back from his VA appointment, he says, "There was this song that came on the radio," and he started saying the words, and I sang this song for him. He says, that's it. It makes me think of how good God's been to me all my life. I'm probably not gonna get through this song, so you guys are gonna have to help me. But anyway, so this is for Ed, and it's for the Lord to praise him.
I love
Larry Johnston.
Am I coming through?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. This is called Soldier of Fortune by Robert Service, and I'll have to get it to where I can read it. It's wonderful what glasses do these days. Deny your God. They rained me with their spears. Blood-crazed were they, and reeking with the strife, held hot their hate, the venom fanged their sinners, and one man spat on me and nursed a knife. And there I was, I, sore, wounded, alone. I, the last living of my strangled band. Oh, sinister the sky and cold as stone. In one red laugh of horror reeled the land. And dazed and desperate, I faced their spears. And like a flame, out leaped that naked knife. And the serpent stung their bitter jeers. Deny your God, and we will let you live. Deny my God. Oh, life was very sweet. And it is hard in youth to hope to die. And there my comrades led at my feet. In the blur of blood, soon I must lie. And yet I almost laughed. It seems so odd. For long and long I had vainly tried to reason out the body of forth my God. I prayed for light and doubted and denied. Denied the being that I could not conceive. Denied the life of beyond the grave. And now they ask me, who do not believe, just to die, to voice my doubt, to save this life of mine that sings so in the sun, the bloom of youth yet red upon my cheek. My only life, oh fools, 'tis easy done. I will deny. Yet, I do not speak. Deny your God. Their spears are all agleam. I can see their eyes with bloodlust shine. Their snarling voices shrill into a scream. And mad to slay, they quiver for a sign. Deny my God? Yes, I would do it well. Yet if I did, what of my race, my name? How they would spit on me, the dogs of hell, spur me and put me on a brand of shame. A white man's honor? What of that, I say? Shall these black curs cry coward in my face, they who would push their gods of clay? Shall I defy my country and my race? My country, what's my country now? Soldier of fortune, free and far to roam. All men are brothers in my heart, I vow. The wide and wondrous world, my home. My country, reverent of her splendid dead. Her heroes proud, her martyrs pierced with pain. For me, her present blood vainly shed. For me, her dreams of battle beat in vain. And free I fare, half heedless of her fate. No faith, no flag I owe. Then why not speak? This last loophole of life, why hesitate? I will deny, yet I do not speak. Deny your God, their spears are poised on high, and tense and terrible they wait the word. And dark and darker glooms the dreary sky, and harsh and horror, no thing stirred. Then through the ringing terror of the sheer hate, leaped a vision to me. Oh, how fair! A face, her face. Though all my stormy fate fair, a joy, a strength, a glory, a star. Beneath the pines where lonely campfires gleam, in seas forlorn amid the desert deer, how I had gladdened of that face to dream, and never, never had it seemed so dear. O silken hair that veils thy sunny brow, O eyes of gray so tender and so true, O lips of smiling sweetness, must I now forever and forever go from you? Ah, yes, I must. For I do this thing. How can I look into your face again, knowing you think me more than half a king? I, with my craven heart, my honor slain. No, no, my mind's made up. I gaze above into the sky, intense and stone. Not for my creed, my country, but my love. I will stand up and meet my death alone. Then through it be an utter dark I sink. The God that dwells in me is not denied. Best triumphs beast. And so I think humanity is glorified. And now my butchers, I embrace my fate. Come, let my heart's blood slack this thirsty sod. Curse the life you offer. Glut your hate. Strike, strike, you dogs. I not deny my God. I see the spurs seem to leap into the sky, all quiver and earthward at the headman's nod. And in a daze of dream, I hear him say, go set him free who serves so well his God.
Okay. And our next song, Our Heart Will Sing No Other Name, Jesus. It's Josie's going to sing Forever Rain for us. Thank you.
There's nothing good in me. You are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. Of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. You are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, in your presence I'm made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. Of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. My heart will sing no other name.
I think Steve has something for us.
Probably 3 weeks I was looking at, and it come across, and if I can find the right one here, I want you just to listen to this, so it may take me a little bit to get it set up. But it was something that God just laid on my heart, because too many times we try to make it through the week with just getting by. And so I'm going to try to get this to play as best I can and just use the microphone. It won't be me talking. Obviously, you'll notice that, but here we go.
I learned a fact the other day that blew my mind. Do you know how most whales die? They drown. They spend their entire life living in and swimming in a world that eventually kills them. You know why that is? Whales are mammals. Most mammals walk on the face of the earth, but the whales live in a world that they are not of. So while other fish can swim around for their entire life with gills breathing in the water, the whale has to come up out of the water to live. There's a life source that is not in the world that he lives in that he needs access to. This is going to go over some of y'all heads, but I'm I'm going to just say it and be obedient to what God is telling me to say. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. In this life, you need God. There's no other way around it. You need God. You need to pray. You need to worship. You need to seek his face. You need to read your word. Because in this life, if you don't learn how to come up for air, you will drown.
But as I listened to that a couple weeks ago, I couldn't get my mind off of that. And I'd written whales on my calendar because I wanted to come up for air as constantly as I possibly could. A guy spoke really fast, but as he talked about the whales and what they live in and what they go through, and the only way they can survive is to come up for air. And they live in a world that is a lot different, and that's where we're at. And so it just kind of, God laid that on my heart probably 3 weeks ago, and I just kept thinking, that's going to come up at some point. And then today I thought, I want to share that tonight, that... You know, we know that the whale has to come up, but yet we don't think we have to. So.
Okay, and Kelly, I think you have a...
No?
Yep.
You can be a beacon if your light don't shine.
There's a little something in all of us by God's design. But you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
How can you ask a child to be honest and true when he can only judge what's right by what he sees in you? How can you offer vision yet walk around blind? No, you can't see a beacon if its light don't shine.
You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design.
I can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
Get my verse, sorry.
We grant you peace, seeking every way. God's light runs bright and mine. And you can be a beacon if you just let it shine.
You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design.
You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon. It shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine.
There's a little light in all of us by God's design.
You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine. You can be a beacon if you let it shine.
And we're going to sing We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise together.
Sacrifice of praise into the house of the voices of joy. Yes, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the
Precious Lord, take my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired.
Sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valley, the ocean, the river, the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith to one pair of hands. One pair of hands healed the sick. One pair of hands raised the dead. One pair of hands claimed the raging storm, and thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair.
For some reason, it's been on my mind for like 4 weeks. And I told Stephanie, I just feel like the Lord wants us to sing this old song. It's really old, and we haven't brought to practice together. So, but if you know it, and I know you do, sing it with us. But it's so appropriate for now, because I grew up knowing this song, and I never thought much about it. But now that the world is growing darker and darker, it is a song that the message is really for us now. I know who holds tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. For its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Maybe through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
That was our last special that I know of. Does anyone out there have anything else for us tonight?
I just got some scripture for us. I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter 3 through 12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you've not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. So in looking at the scripture, I found something really cool there. It says things that into which angels long to look. The scripture, like angels, if they're all really powerful and all that, they could see all the greatest mountains and all that. But the scripture that they have in the Old Testament and in the New Testament and all that is because the Holy Spirit, it says in, I think, verse 12, it says, it was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you. So those great kings, you know, David and all of them, they weren't being kings for themselves, and they weren't doing all these great things for themselves, because they wanted to show to you the greatness. And we take a bunch of good examples like Abraham and Solomon and all their great faith and think that they are people that are so successful in leading the Christians. But something that's really amazing to me is that in this time, we have so much more than they did. Like, they are the great kings, and they were super good for God and blessed by God, but I would say that we have some of the most blessings we could have because we have things that angels long to look into, which is just amazing to me. And that all these things back in the Old Testament were just so we could learn. It's all been prepared for us, not to help necessarily the Jews cross the Red Sea, but so we could learn from that. I'm just going to read 6 through 9 again. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you've not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. And that's what we need to be at, is constantly rejoicing with so much joy and glory and just singing like we're doing and being how great those two hands are. Because that's amazing. And like Steve said earlier in his sermon today, we got to take out the filthy and put it with the new rejoicing and the new gladness for God. Put the vegetables in and really rejoice and be faithful. And we have all the things we need, things which angels want to look at. And we get to look at it every day. That's amazing. Thank you.
Through it all. So we're going to end tonight with the song Through It All. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
There we go. I didn't plan to do this at all, but it's been something that's been really on my heart recently about reading through Ecclesiastes and seeing like Solomon's whole thought process when writing through it. Like, we can tend to think of Ecclesiastes reading through it, we're like, this is super depressing. Like, why would Solomon write this? But the whole point is showing the two viewpoints that happen in this world. You have the one that says there is no God, and therefore there is no hope. There is no joy. There is no happiness. Because we don't have someone who loves us and cares for us and created us. We're just random processes that came about by chance. And the other one is, God created you in his image for his glory. And how are we supposed to glorify him? through being completely satisfied in him. I like the way it says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says, God has put eternity in the hearts of man, but they are never able to attain it in their own means. So God has put us in a place when we're without him, we're always searching to fill the hole that he has that we want to receive from him. So we go around trying to find joy in money and power and sex and all these things, trying to fill the hole that God has put in us for himself. This song that I heard it not too long ago, and it's really been an impact for me, especially this bridge. I'll just sing it now, I guess. Wasn't really planning on it, so it might be a little rough, but.
There is no other so sure and steady. My hope is held in your hands. When castles crumble and breath is fleeting, upon this rock I will stand. Upon this rock I will stand.
I was just back there worshiping through that one. That was awesome. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to end with Through It All. And I want to end with this song just because everything that everyone's done tonight, The Lord has just walked with us through everything. He is faithful, just like we say every Sunday night. The Lord is faithful. And it is standing upon his word that changes all of our lives. That's what it is. When you're talking about the word of God, that's what changes hearts, and that's what gives us direction, and we can make it through everything. So as we're singing this tonight as our ending song, just remember, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Okay. Hey, let's stand and sing one more. You know, I just can't go without singing one more. So this song is "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." And I always say, when we go out, we should be singing, you know. In heavenly armor, we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing.